Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh my God, are we doing this again? All right.
Not today, thank you.
Hello. How are you? It's been a while. It's been nothing this year, I notice, having finally logged back into the Acast portal. I haven't touched this podcast in the best part of a year. Stuff got busy. What can I tell you? I did Unwinding in January on Radio 4 Extra. Went down very, very well. And so the BBC said, yes, it's an immediate rolling commission, 48 weeks a year. UFN. No, they're still deciding. Because it's all got caught up in, it's not like it's just fading away. I mean, this is what they tell me. Who knows? It's because it's become sort of embroiled with very big infrastructure decisions that they have to make. Sure. Went down very well. Huge success. Everyone loved it. What can I tell you? If you heard the last episode of that, I remain in touch with Susie Blake, and that's delightful. That's possibly my headline for the year. What do you want? And before I go any further, I should tell you that I've got a new email address because everything's collapsed, everything's broken, nothing works, and I'm on the edge. So it's jakeyappmusic@gmail.com. All that fancy pants, swanburst.com. That's all finished. Google wanted to charge me £290 a month as a small business. For the use of a bespoke email address. So that got shut down pretty fast, let me tell you. Ooh, sweaty. Yes, jakeyappmusic@gmail.com. Why not? And also if you do Instagram, there's now jake.yap.music on there, but I haven't put much stuff on there. I've been looking at skewing towards doing more music. I did some music this year for Lego. For their social media, which was a lot of fun. Do you want to hear it? They said, can you make it annoying and with cats? And I said, I can do half of that and I can definitely work on the cats part. Here it is. Noise here. I'm sorry about that. My studio location has changed. I'm currently living with my parents, completely unemployed and with no prospects and no money. It's like the last 30 years never happened. I'm 19 again. Well, 20 technically. I just turned 50. Thanks very much. Thank you. Some of you may know that. Some of you may not. It's not so bad. Actually, it's great. I was, about 6 months out, I was a bit down about it. And now you sort of realise, well, actually, you know, it's kind of nice to be alive. Yeah, that's very grateful for that. My aunt, it's been a weird summer. Did you have a weird summer? I do want a quick straw poll. Did you have a weird summer? Jakeyappmusic@gmail.com. And in what way was it weird? Mine was was weird. Nothing like wildly bad, but sort of staying on top of stuff. My auntie, christened by Julie, friend of the podcast, producer of the podcast, basically the reason. I mean, if you're not Julie and you're listening, that's frankly miraculous. I'd love to hear from you. Called her Auntie Bad Bum. She got language warning for you. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Arse cancer. Not bowel, not colon. Cancer of the arse. Anal cancer. I said to her, I said, you can't sit on that thing for 90 years with no repercussions. What were you thinking? I did realise. I was going to say it's a rich seem to be mined. There's a good example. I can't remember what we were talking about. I was talking about something, I said, actually, you know, it's only because I was coming to see you that I got to do whatever that thing was. I said this to my auntie Bad Bum. I said this isn't a phrase I really want to invoke, but you know, frankly, it's an ill wind, auntie. I know, I'm a regular Patch Adams. What a treat for her. But I did drive. So she had treatment in London, and then she came to Bedford to convalesce a little, and then I drove her down to her daughter's in Devon, and I took her in my Bongo. What? It's a car. It's a Mazda Bongo. Japanese import. Anyway, it folds. The back folds down into like a bed, and that was the point, was that she could just sort of sleep while I transported her on gossamer wings down to Devon. So I'm driving her down. It's a long drive. And I'm a bit peckish. Don't want to stop. Thought of this. Brought snacks. Got some vegan jerky. And I thought, yeah, I could be a regular trucker. I'm a regular trucker here and eat my jerky. And pop them white energy pills from the service station. I'm driving along on the motorway. And obviously, eyes fixed on the road. And I think perhaps with my teeth, tore open the bag and opened it and then got my fingers in there, eyes firmly on the road, you know, and all one-handed, obviously. I was like, oh, it's that kind of, language warning, moist jerky. I was like, that's cool, that's fine, let's get some of that going. Grabbed a bit, put it in my mouth, discovered that there had been a little hole in the bag. I hadn't realised air and moisture had got in, and the whole thing was rotten, moulded and rotten, and it was now in my mouth. And I'm driving down the motorway with my sleeping Auntie Bad Bum in the back, thinking, what do I do now? Because I want to throw up. This tastes unbelievably bad. I mean, it's vegan jerky. It was never going to taste great, but this is off the chart. And so I've got no tissues. I've got nothing. I don't want to wipe it like on my clothes because I've got to wear them. I'm overnighting in Devon. And I think, okay, there's a paper bag that has a little bit of vegan Chelsea bun left over from the posh services outside Gloucester. Have you been to those? Amazing. The one the TV show's about on Channel 4. Amazing. Anyway, I take out the Chelsea bun. All wonder, eyes on the road. I spit the rotten jerky into the paper bag. I put the Chelsea bun in my mouth and masticate furiously to try and take the taste away, and sort of do, but I don't think I want to taste a Chelsea bun for a long time now either. And I do my best to wipe my fingers on the paper bag. But yes, it's really sticky, moist jerky, right? So now what do you do? I'm walking, I've got these three fingers, this kind of jerky claw covered in this putrefacted, moulding slime. Sticky, sticky slime. What do you do? I thought about it. I thought, this is the only way I can think of dealing with this is, so I took, I had a water bottle. With a sort of straw, flip-up straw lid, because it was given to me by my niece, and she's very charming and felt this was the right bottle for a 50-year-old. And she's right, increasingly so. So I take a long draught of water from my water bottle, and then I have to put one of the disgusting fingers in my mouth and give it a tongue wash with the water, and then wind down the window and spit it out. because I don't want to stop because my sleeping aunt needs to get to Devon as soon as possible. And I have to do that three times, licking off the disgusting, rancid, jerky slime. I love that I've chosen this as my highlight for you of the year. You're welcome. There are others. Sure. There's two others. So maybe I'll do two more episodes. But I don't know. I thought I'd restart this. I thought I'd say hello. I've missed it. I've missed you. And what, if anything, have you missed? What would you like to get out of this? What would you be delighted to see the return of? Or what new things would you like to talk about? I feel like the news is quite bad lately. To the point where I had a nightmare that I got shot as part of the Israel-Palestine conflict. I'm not going to go into it any further than that, but it was pretty horrible. Not as horrible as actually being in it, obviously. But sort of it's indicative, isn't it, of how we all are at the moment. So tell me, how are you? How have you been? What's your headline for the year? And what do you want? It's jakeyatmusic@gmail.com. I don't know when I'm going to do the next one. I don't think it's going to be long. I'm certainly not going to make any rash commitments to some sort of daily thing or even necessarily a weekly thing. But I thought, well, I should just jump in because I'm doing literally nothing else with my life. That's not true. I'm doing a bit of writing for a vegan thing. I wrote a spec screenplay this year. I think it's quite good. Nope, that's it. Okay, bye.
Softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.